You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local on the app. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream, on the River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Facebook page. Share this everywhere if you would. Very special guest, in-studio guest. He is Dolph Santorin. Full disclosure, he is an advertiser on this radio station. However, he is not a client of Dimitri 2020 LLC. And he's, you know, we're very happy to have him here. So we were talking about something right before the break, and then I lost my train of thought because I'm an idiot. Do you recall what we were talking about?
No, I don't. We got there. And you know, sometimes, Dimitri, we need to find a way to take the stuff we talk about on the break and can it and then put it on the air afterwards.
Oh, yeah. So Mr. Deep Pockets would lose his license. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a great idea that is. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a great idea that is. Jeez Louise. All right, so the real estate issues here with...
But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is the tenant base has changed. And, you know, and I'm at a point where we've got enough of it right now that if I sell three properties per month, which is kind of my goal, yeah, it's still going to take me 3 years to get it down. We're not going to fully exit the business. I mean, we'll end up with 50, 60 apartments that we rent. But 50, 60 is... easy compared to hundreds.
Wow.
And it is what it is.
Yeah, no question. So
that's career number three for me.
Number three. Oh, that's right, because you
first one was in manufacturing, the second one was IT.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because the font was so small with your resume, I couldn't read the damn thing. So I'll just have to take your word.
You need longer arms to be true.
Yeah, really. I don't think that's going to make a difference at all. Can you believe this? I mean, this is ridiculous. That is. Anyway,
I guess it does
look
the same.
Let's talk about some of the other things, elections, races going on. You got Shelleymore Capital, West Virginia's Wrinkled Rhino, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, you know, the Archmorons. And she is going against State Senator Tom Willis, who is an attorney. You're telling me during the break that it's getting kind of ugly in this race. And, of course, when you say ugly, my ears perk up going, ooh, that's great radio. what exactly is going on? Because you're an insider there. What's going on?
I don't know if it's necessarily that I'm an insider.
Well, you're well connected. You're well connected.
The PACs are out, and they're doing negative stuff.
Yeah.
And so it ends up being he said, she said. And the same thing is happening with Laura Wakeham Chapman's campaign. You know, is there's lots of he said, she said.
Yeah.
And
this guy, Eddie, you know this guy, Eddie.
Sure.
Okay. My sources tell me that he owns a home in South Carolina, and if that is true, which I don't know, but I've been told this, then I'm thinking to myself, why would a South Carolinian want to run for the Republican nomination for state Senate in West Virginia? So you know that Eddie does have lots of homes across the country. Is that right?
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Really?
But I also... you know, I also know him to be a straight shooter. So if he says that he's a resident of here, he's a resident of here. I don't believe I would not question that.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not disputing it because I don't know.
Here's the problem.
Go ahead.
You've got somebody who's served before with Laura Wakeham Chapman, and I think she's done a good job of serving, you know,
who served
West
with
Virginia.
Her before?
No, she's Laura Wakeham Chapman is our current one of our current state senators.
Right. I had her on yesterday.
Yeah, you had her on yesterday. Yeah. And she's done a great job. She's got a fabulous grasp of the issues. Okay?
Great dad, too, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Chris is just wonderful.
Although sometimes
they're
you want to just bitch slap him. It's like, Chris, really? You know, every once in a while. You ever get that urge?
But, you know, the other side of this is Joe Eddie's good people, too.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I've never heard of this guy.
You haven't?
I've never heard of this guy until they picked him to run against Laura.
One of the things that's been really remarkable with this campaign, Dimitri, is... you know, when I'm out looking for things to do, you know, and I'm talking to my advisors, because every politician has some kind of advisor.
Who are your advisors?
Right.
Who are they?
I use Paul Smith from Smith Advertising. And he's... and
is he a local guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here in Wheeling.
Okay. All right.
All right. Right there in Wheeling.
All right.
I mean, we're not in Wheeling right now, but he's in Wheeling.
Right.
Right. And then I have... I have my very trusted advisor, Trip Rogers, who's been my friend for more than 50 years.
Okay.
All right. And he's, you know, he's of the same political persuasion. You know, he's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's out of the area, he follows it because of me. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Okay.
And so, then my real reality check is my lovely and talented bride.
Sure. No question.
Mm-hmm. You've got two really good, you know, the thing is, and I think the same thing is true, because now I need to put on my hat as being a member of the Ohio County Republican Executive Committee. And the Ohio County Republican Executive Committee, our job is to get Republican candidates.
Agreed.
And so at the end of my race, you know, I hope that my opponent stays engaged and stays involved.
Right.
Because I don't want to run them off. I want to beat them.
Sure.
And I will beat him.
Yeah.
And that's not an issue.
Yeah.
But I would like to see him, you know, I would like to see him stay involved in the party and stay involved in politics. And I would like to see him vote a little bit more than he has in the
past. All right. So you're back in Charleston now. You are a delegate representing the 4th District.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to religious exemption for COVID shots, what's your stand?
Agreed. You can. Anybody should have an exemption. I mean, it's just, it's. There are certain things for like school, and
for students, but not for teachers.
Absolutely, absolutely for students,
but not for teachers.
One of the things is I can't believe in this day. There's two sides to that coin. I can't believe in this day and age that mumps and measles and now polio is making a comeback because we had virtually eradicated them, and you know everybody's got an opinion on it. And that's fine, you know,
mm-hmm.
Do what you want to do. But I don't want your unvaccinated kid next to my unvaccinated grandkid.
Your unvaccinated grandkid?
My vaccinated. I don't want your unvaccinated, your kid who is susceptible to get polio next to my kid who's vaccinated against polio.
What am I missing? Why not? What's the problem? Your kid is vaccinated against polio. So what would it matter if the other kid wasn't? What am I missing?
Is there anything 100% in life?
So polio.
I have no business talking about medical things, okay? But I know numbers, okay? And a 1% chance is too much. I had a professor in college who had polio, okay?
Yeah.
And he was an accounting professor, and he was tough as nails. But that poor guy, you know, died early because of it and just getting around. And he did a good job of getting around with his crutches.
Right.
But, I mean, polio ruined an awful lot of lives, and we almost eliminated it in this country.
I'm well aware of that. I just didn't understand.
Polio is not COVID, you know.
Right.
And if you don't want to take the COVID vaccine, don't take the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, because the teachers don't have to take it, and they're in schools in West Virginia. The students have to take it, but not the teachers. It's the damnedest thing. It's just the damnedest thing. Let me ask you this. You're welcome. I'm hearing Johnny's show here. I can't even concentrate with you. National politics.
Yes, sir.
What the hell's going on with Donald Trump these days? This is the 47 is not 45, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
He doesn't have to run for re-election.
So 45 was a fake?
No, 45 wasn't a fake.
Well, then why is 47 45? So different than 45?
How do
I'm
you
annoyed.
Think, how do you think it's so different?
Wars, Iran, and now he's in love with Lindsey Graham and all of these neocons where he ran against them. And he is now scuttling. He is now alienating the very people who were his strongest supporters. It's unbelievable to me. I can't even fathom what's going on with Trump right now. I really can't. And did you see the thing on Sunday? Did you see what he posted on Sunday? Did you see the Jesus Christ thing he posted?
No.
Oh my God! I'll show it to you right now. Hold on.
I'm
not
phones
joking.
Are
not, I had to get this confirmed before I even went public with this. Hold on a second here. Let me get this.
But you know,
let me just show you.
You gonna let me ruminate in the meantime?
One thing here. This is what the man posted on Orthodox Easter. Him, you're appalled too. as Jesus Christ? He posted this on Truth Social. Has he lost his mind? Here, for our Facebook friends who didn't see this yesterday, this is what he posted. This is not a goof. This is Donald Trump posting this as Jesus Christ, helping to revive somebody who's dead or doing whatever. This is not a goof. This is for real.
A little over 2 years ago, you know, we faced the binary decision. Yeah. And the binary decision was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, or 4 years of the hyena.
Agreed.
And
agreed.
Could you imagine we'd still be sitting on top of 20% inflation rates?
No, I don't disagree.
And, you know, but and what's it happened is what to it is. But
what has happened
I'll tell
to
you
the
what,
war in Iran? The war, the way he ran, he was the peace candidate. I believed him. Go ahead. I'm
not okay with the mullahs having an atomic weapon, a nuclear bomb.
Are you okay with Israel having nukes?
Yes.
But not Iran.
Who is Israel threatened to stomp out and threatened to light off a nuke for?
Well, the Lebanese, doing a pretty good job wiping out the Lebanese.
Yeah, but there's been no threat of starting World War III with a nuclear weapon.
You're in favor of the war in Iran. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that action is 47 years overdue.
Okay.
And I have a problem with, you know, 90 million people, and they're being run by 5 million, you know, out of their 90 million population, 5 million are fundamentalists.
Shia lunatics. There's no question about that. Do you think it's going to end up like Iraq? After we got rid of Saddam Hussein, it actually got worse. And Libya, after we got rid of Gaddafi, it got worse. They have slave markets in Libya now.
Because I think that it'll end up going back. It was a small minority that ended up taking out the Shah in 1979. And I think they're ready to take their country back. But you know what? At least the mullahs don't have a nuclear weapon. Okay. And I think that's the biggest thing. And by the way, I wanted to say...
Yes.
That I think from an affordability standpoint, I think one of the early things, if this continues on, and I, you know, on my drive in, I saw oil the future on oil is for about 90. It's at 96 right now, and for a barrel.
Oh.
Okay.
What does that translate to in English for my listeners?
Oh, it translates to oil, to gasoline prices getting lower.
You're saying they're going to get
they're
lower?
They're going lower in the
future. I thought he was
going to
stop the Strait of Hormuz thing. He's going to blockade it or something. Is that what he's saying?
No. What he's doing is he's blocking. He's keeping the strait open, but he's blocking the Iranians from coming out of their ports. So the blockade is Iranian ports. Most of the Iranian ports are on the Strait of Hormuz.
Okay, well, that's going to limit the amount of oil coming into the marketplace then, right?
Tankers are still being able to go through the Strait of Hormuz.
Right, but that wasn't the question.
Okay.
That's going to limit the amount of tankers coming into the marketplace, tankers.
No, not at all. It's letting them through the Strait of Hormuz. He's stopping the Iranians from shipping their oil.
Right,
but
that's...
But no. But the other tankers that have to traverse... the Strait of Hormuz will be able to get through.
All right. Well, we could talk
The price is coming down. Okay. Yeah. But one of the other things I'll do, if we're still looking at $90+ per barrel, all right, when I end up getting into the office, first thing I think I'll ask the governor to do a 6-month moratorium on gas tax in West Virginia.
Okay.
And that he can do. And that's.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
I enjoy talking with you.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I actually enjoy this very much. Give and take and all that. You just checked your watch. This may be
It's already over?
Let me finish my God-blessed sentence.
Okay.
I don't have a guest. Hold on. Scheduled. I don't think I do. Let me just double check before I lose my mind here. Today's the 15th. I do not have a guest scheduled for the 8 o'clock hour. I do like talking with you. I really do. And going a little bit deeper into some of this stuff. Would you like to hold over and just stay another, I don't know, half hour or so? Or do you have some other appointments that you have to go to? It's your call.
I would love to, Dimitri.
You sure?
Yeah. This is great. And,
okay.
And you know, one of the greatest things is I love being challenged. And you challenge them. You know, you challenge me on a bunch of things. And I guess one of the things is, if I haven't done my homework, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Because okay. I can put my foot in it.
All right. Here's the challenge for you during the commercial break. Can you get this thing grounded so I can get this show out of my headphones so I can actually focus on my show? It's driving me nuts. I'm serious. If you have a ball-peen hammer that you can hammer away at this stuff, it's like I'm hearing Johnny's show. I can't concentrate. Anyway, and how's your morning going for you? You can actually see this train wreck of a show here, and that is on the Facebook. Do you have a cold or something? Do you have COVID? I hope you don't have COVID. That wasn't COVID, was it? Oh, God, that poor mic thing there. Oh, Lord.